you look at the film, you know, on Sundays, is Sue playing some of his best ball, especially over the past few games?
I think he's been playing about the same as he has all year. You know, I think that his reps have increased. I don't have to go back and check, but there was very few plays that he was out. And again, you know, he was playing 65% of our snaps before, but then to go to probably 95% of our snaps, you know, there's something that goes along with that. But you know, had a great pass rush on the one that him and LJ split. He had a big tackle for a loss for us. He made a great play that caused the safety. I think Kyle Vandenbosch got credit for it, and Kyle made a good play on it too. But Sue's play made it. And those are big plays in the game. Those are drive-type stopping games. There's always things we can do better, but he has been playing a lot more reps. I mean, you know, because of where we are injury-wise, and, you know, he's made some big plays for us.
Coming off of that, what went through your mind when you saw Logan kneel inside the five?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of different things in the NFL. I've seen quarterbacks spike it on fourth down, you know, for a clock stoppage. You know, last year we played a team that player ran out of bounds on fourth down to conserve time and didn't get a first down. But that's probably the first time I've seen somebody concede a punt in the field of play like that. You know, it's a poor decision. You know, like I said last night, part of a returner's job is to know where he is on the field. Saying I didn't know where I was, I thought I was in the end zone, is not a valid excuse. You know, your job as a returner is to know where you are on the field. And particularly after we had gotten the safety, I mean, looked like the game was lost after we didn't get the fourth down conversion or fourth down attempt down there. But then when we got the safety, all of a sudden the opportunity to get the ball close to midfield, we probably still would have needed an onside kick. And we would have needed a lot of things go right for us, but we were only 13 down at that point. And, you know, just like the Tennessee game, we've come back from those situations before. But when that error was made, it made it very, very difficult to be able to come back, because now the team could play prevent defense and just give us 10 yards at a time as long as we were working the clock.
Who on your roster also has return capabilities that's available in the 53-man right now?
Mike Thomas does punt and kick return. More of a punt returner than a kick returner. Joyke Bell has worked as a kick returner. Like I said, we've had a lot of other guys that have rolled through that that are no longer available to us. But both of those guys can do it.
Jim, what's going on with this? Go ahead there.
This franchise invested a ton of money in Calvin Johnson in the offseason. You talk about how he has lived up to that contract, as if anybody ever could, how he has.
I think for Calvin, I think Calvin would say the same thing. I don't want to speak for him, but Calvin's just trying to go out and play. You know, he's trying to work hard and do the best that he can. He's not trying to live up to a contract. And I think the only thing we need to really look at is wins. I mean, personal records are great, and we certainly celebrate the season that Calvin has had, but it hasn't translated to enough wins. You know, we need more help around him. And like I said, there's a lot of things to go into that. It hadn't gone according to plan with a lot of guys, particularly some injuries. But again, that's no excuse. We have to find a way to be able to get some production other than him. He had 7 explosive plays in the game. I mean, I don't know that I've seen that before from one individual player. And, you know, Calvin has improved every single year. From when we got here, just developing his whole game, you know, running the whole route tree, going from being sort of a one-dimensional outside receiver to playing the slot, in-breaking routes, run after the catch. You saw it all from him. And, you know, he can run over a guy, he can outrun a guy. But we need to be able to do more on offense. It was disappointing, our run game. Atlanta came into the game averaging 4.9 allowed per rush attempt, and you know, we were under 4 in the game, and you know, we need to do a better job running the ball, because that's one of the ways we can take some pressure off of Calvin. I mean, we want to target him, we want to get the ball in his hands. That's always a good thing for us, but we can give him more room to operate if we run the ball. We can give him more room to operate if other guys can make big plays. No, we had no other explosives in the game other than Calvin.